إلا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم وصلي وسلم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak, may Allah accept from you. Why do we celebrate the Eid? Sometimes we might be doing something on a yearly basis, but it happens that sometimes I might not be aware, why am I doing this? When you understand the why, when you know the justification, when you know some of the wisdom behind why do we celebrate the Eid, I believe personally you will be doing it with passion. You will be doing it with love. You will be proud to doing it rather just than just doing it because it's just a compulsory or fard. In the coming few minutes, I will do my best just to give you two or three wisdoms behind why do we celebrate the Eid. And maybe my message is designed specifically for the youth and for the kids more than the adults. Because sometimes doing something without understand the why might kill the spirit of the ibadah or the worship. So please, if you understand what I'm gonna say, let your kids understand them if they could not. I will do my best to make it very simple. First of all, general answer. Why do we celebrate anything in Islam? General answer, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings, for the big gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which is the gift of Islam. Allahumma laka alhamd. Subtitle of this answer, yesterday, respected brother and sister, was Arafah. Most of us, alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah, we were fasting Arafah. But do we know what does Arafah mean in Islam? Pay your attention to the following. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. If I want to translate it in a simple language, that it as if you lost everything in Hajj, but you were able to catch or to perform Arafah, your Hajj is complete. Anything is missed, no problem. If Arafah is missed, your Hajj is not valid. The question is why? Let's go with a quick visual journey, you and me. In Arafah, we will have an average of 2 to 5 millions. Officially, they say 2 to 3 millions, but they do not count those who come from inside Gulf States and Saudi Arabia. Easily, there are 5 millions. 5 millions on a yearly basis, they stand in one piece of land, wearing nothing but two pieces of clothes on them, no hats, no ranks, no prestige, no social status at all. All of them for a full day, just asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This thing has been repeated since 1400 years ago. Thousands, then hundreds of thousands, then millions, then tens of millions. Trillions of people, they did this. What is the message? The message is, and please focus on this. I see, wallahu a'lam, this is a practical training for the Day of Judgment. One of our basic pillar, ya ikhwa, ya akhawat, in Islam is to believe in the akhirah, the hereafter. What is the core point of the akhirah? We believe in what we call in Arabic, al-hashru wa al-nushur, resurrection and congregation. We believe that the most horrible time for us after death, when Allah will resurrect our souls and we will be gathered in one place to be held accountable. The most horrible time in our entire life before the final decision of either to the Jannah or either to the Nara. May Allah, I ask Allah, every single soul of you to be from the people of the Jannah. So every year a group of us are practicing practically this ultimate faith, this ultimate future that we will be standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be held accountable. It's not just an empty act. No. It is about 10, 12, 16 hours of practical training. There is nothing to make you better than the others, just seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One message. Second message. I'm not exaggerating if I said, since 1400 years ago, no group on earth, no sect on earth, no religion on earth was able to do a practical application for fighting racism and discrimination practically. 5 million persons on behalf of 2 billion, they stand without any kind of discrimination. The practical application of Hadith Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي إلا بالتقوى ولا فضل لأبيض على أسود ولا لأسود على أبيض إلا بالتقوى. There is no favor for an Arab upon a non-Arab except by piety and righteousness. There is no favoring, no better class for a white against the black or the black against the white except with piety and righteousness. Tell me, by Allah, who was able to do this? Even the developed countries, like our neighbors, United States, just recently managed, still, you can know better than me what happens regarding racism in many countries who claim that they are developed and advanced countries. We Muslims did it 1400 years ago, not just a mere theoretical claims. Practically 5 million. Some of them ministers, we have a black, we have a white, we have males and females. We have the rich and the poor, all of them. You can't recognize any one of them. So when we talk about Arafah, we are talking about something 1 million times than what is so-called the Human Rights Declaration. Practically, 1400 years ago, you have to be proud of this, respected brothers and sisters. When you are asked about Islam, you have to talk about this. The message before the final, third message from Arafah. Arafah and Hajj, we have a lot of messages. One of the amazing messages, which is the sacrification of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim Abu al-Anbiya, Khalilullah. Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Allah is talking about Ishmael or Ismail with his father Ibrahim, the fathers of the Anbiya, the prophets. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Amazing! Prophet Ibrahim, so Allah is praising Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Allah revealed to him in his dream that I'm asking you to slaughter your son. And please hear, when you tell your kids about the story, tell them that the story is specific just for prophets. The dreams of a prophet, it's a revelation. No one has the right, if he saw a dream in his mind, to go and apply it on his kid. This is unacceptable in Islam. Be careful when you recite these verses. Because رؤيا الأنبياء وحي, the dream or the vision for prophets, they are part of the revelation. We normal human beings, we normal Muslims, our dreams could be 90% from Satan. It's just fair, you know, nothingness. So be careful when we recite these verses. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he received the revelation in his vision. Allah is commanding him to slaughter his son. Then he came with all kind of politeness. I'm seeing this, and his son knows that he's a prophet and he's receiving the revelation. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر. Submission. Do what you've been commanded to do. You will find me from those of the sabreen, patience. And my point is, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. when all of them have submitted and he laid him down to his forehead, ناديناه أي يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا. Allah was so pleased from him and he sent instead of this ذبح عظيم, a great ram, as a compensation for this. Ibrahim عليه السلام, what is the message? The message is obedience. The message is submission to Allah's will. Allah is praising Ibrahim and he was called a Muslim sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of submission. Respected brothers and sisters, this is the core message of Islam. What is the meaning of Islam? Go to lexicons, go to dictionaries. Islam means submission linguistically. The core meaning of Islam, to submit yourself to the will of your Lord. If you know that this is something has to do with Allah's will, submission to Allah's will is the core point of Islam. A Muslim is called a Muslim when he is always submissive to Allah's will. When we see these messages, we know why we celebrate the Eid with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. We have a small short khutbah after that and we'll finish. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Short quick messages. Brothers, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the meaning of the hadith, أعظم الأعمال سرور تدخله على قلب مسلم. One of the greatest deeds that you can do in the sight of Allah is a pleasure, happiness that is brought to the hearts of your brother and your sister. We know that we have a lot of troubles with our families. Many of us might not be talking with their parents, with their fathers, with their mothers, with their sisters, with their direct brothers back home or here for silly reasons. Al-Eid is one of the great opportunities to break the arrogance, to break the ties of shaitan, of Satan on our hearts. Please apply the hadith of أعظم الأعمال سرور تدخله. One of the greatest. Just hold the phone and say Assalamu alaikum for your brother, for your sister, for your father, for your mother, and be the one who starts and you will be the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا. The last message, as always happens, we have sometimes the beautiful visitors of Eid, like we have the visitors of just the Jum'ah. If you are from those who come to the masjid just in Eid, I beg you and I ask you that this masjid really loves you. You know, the place that you are praying on will be a witness. الأرض التي تدوس عليها تشهد لك عند الله يوم القيامة. The place where you pray in, your brothers will be witnesses for you. If you are from those who pray just in the Eid, please do your best to come at least every Jum'ah. If you are from those who pray just the Eid and Jum'ah, let this masjid be a witness that you are from the Musalleen every prayer. If you can't, at least Salat al-Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you and give you the barakah. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Taqabbal Allahu ta'at. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.